You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with Corey Brock, who covers the Padres for MLB.com for our weekly chat. But we're together in Arizona, as opposed to doing this by phone, so this is quite a treat. So, Corey, let's just start off with some injury news. So, catcher Tim Fedorovich, some bad news on him. So why don't you give us an update on that?
Yeah, and congratulations on nailing the pronunciation, Allison. That was really good. I thought we agreed just to call him Tim, but no, yeah. Yeah, he, Tim Fedorovich, a backup catcher, sort of slated to fill in for Derek Norris, kind of the number two catcher. He was acquired in the Matt Kemp deal from the Dodgers. He suffered a lateral meniscus tear of his right knee playing defense here on Sunday against the Rockies. He's having surgery this week, and that will determine how significant the tear is. Now, this could be an injury that could keep him out 4 to 6 weeks. If the tear is more significant, it would certainly keep him on the shelf longer. So, you know, the Padres probably kind of waiting to see what the result of that's going to be, the prognosis, whether they determine they need to add some more catching depth, which, you know, is hard to come by. It's kind of like middle infield help. You know, there are catchers around, but finding good ones that could kind of handle that job is tough. They'll use Will Nieves now, who I think a lot of fans recognize the name. Yeah, you know, he's played for 7 different teams over 11 years. He's 37 years old, has a very good reputation, and knows the league, certainly. So, but yeah, really, that was the first injury of note that we've had in camp so far.
And that's kind of, I wasn't Nieves, he was a little bit of a late sign, and that's kind of why these guys are signed, right? And especially catching help. I mean, you have to have some guys that are just here to catch bullpens and just be in camp, but you need backup plans to backup plans to backup plans, so it's kind of nice to have him.
Isn't that funny? Well, the team doesn't probably think it's funny, but yeah, you build these contingencies in and you add all this depth at these critical positions just on the off chance that something happens, and sure enough, I mean, there isn't a spring that goes by, either with the Padres or, you know, another team throughout baseball, where somebody doesn't get hurt and teams are sort of left scrambling a little bit. So the less scrambling you could do means that you've done some nice things in terms of building the roster, building your depth. So the Padres still feel pretty good about where they're at. They'll keep an eye on this situation, but you know, yeah, certainly injuries are terrible, but they feel like they've done a pretty good job preparing for this.
Okay, so we were talking about Jose Valverde this morning, and he's a very interesting guy. He's had a long career as a closer in Major League Baseball, and then kind of has hung around a little bit in the last few years. So even though he's a non-roster invitee, there's been a little talk that he may find his way into this bullpen. What do you think of him?
Yeah, pretty good buzz. And, you know, I'd never covered him really before and only had seen him from the other side a little bit. Certainly spent a lot of time in the American League, but you're familiar with Papa Grande and his antics on the mound, and you're familiar with the success that he's had. I mean, this guy was a dynamite closer for a long time, logged a lot of innings, and the last few years have been rough on him. But, you know, as it turns out, as he told me the other day for a story I wrote, that because his 2013 and 14 seasons were cut short by being released, he went home, just sort of kept his body in shape, and gave his arm a rest, and he felt like his velocity really came back this past winter. The Padres called up their catcher at the time, Yasmani Grandal, who they've since moved to the Dodgers, checked in with him and say, hey, just by chance, is anybody throwing very well down there? And Grandal's like, yeah, you should come look at Valverde. So they sent Omar Minaya, a senior advisor, who of course now has also left the organization, to go work for the Players Association, and he confirmed that. And so they signed Valverde to a contract. You know, the guy's only 36 years old. He was touching 96, 97 the other day. He has a couple saves for whatever that's worth in Cactus League play, which is nothing. But, you know, the teammates, the coaching staff, they really like being around this guy. And Bud Black, I think, Allison, really put it best that, like, when you watch this guy from the other side of the field and you see him kind of celebrating and all that, it kind of maybe looks a little quirky and a little weird. And but once you see him in camp, the way he deals with the young Latin players, his work ethic, how hard he goes at it, takes good care of himself, is in great shape, and how much he's enjoying the game, I think you start to view things through a different lens. And I think probably anyone that's had him for a teammate for any prolonged period of time would probably agree.
Is there room for him? Like, where is the bullpen shaking out, and who would he have to beat up?
Yeah, there's a lot of competition for those jobs in the bullpen. You know, they have some talented back-end guys. They added Sean Kelly from the Yankees, Brandon Maurer from the Mariners. Those guys factor in there to set up Joaquin Benoit. But,
and those guys are not really competing for jobs as much as
they're here.
To blow up in order to not get the job.
Yeah, and some guys that have had success in the past are going to have to win some spots. You know, Dale Thayer, Alex Torres, Nick Vincent, Kevin Quackenbush, who filled in a little bit and got a few saves last year. There's going to be some tight competition. And maybe there's a possibility the Padres can move a guy at some point. You know, teams are always looking for arms, but they've got a lot of depth there, which is a good thing. And, you know, people are like, well, how is this all going to sort out? It always seems to, like, take care of itself. So it could make for some interesting decisions.
And let's move around the diamond a little bit, talk about some other just position battles and kind of competition. We talk a lot about the guys that have come here and have reshaped this roster. Very exciting moves, but there are still some positions that need to be settled. And where does that stand?
Yeah, kind of the corner infield is probably the two biggest ones, also the number five starter. But in terms of third base, Will Middlebrooks, who they acquired from the Red Sox, and their incumbent there, Yan Hervis Solarte, who is a kind of a versatile player. A.J. Hinch actually acquired him last year from the Yankees in the Chase Headley deal. He could play some first base, play some third base, a National League bench piece moving forward, but you know, he's not going to go quietly either. So Yonder Alonso's looked very good early in camp. He's had some injuries the last few years, but this is a guy that hit like 39 doubles a couple years ago. They would love to see a bounce back year. So there could be some platoon splits moving forward, but at the very least, they're going to have some interesting names on the bench. But you know, by the time they break camp on April 2nd, I think they'll have a lot of these questions answered.
Thank you so much, Corey. We will check back with you next week. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.